And the wolf wants to know, speaking of simple, a simple, routine, regular thing that gives you much joy and happiness. Kissing my wife in the morning. Hugging my kids and praying over them in the morning. A good cup of coffee on a crisp East Idaho morning with that sunrise. My goodness. Right over the snake. Isn't it beautiful? It really is. Freshly cut and perfectly manicured lawn that's just been watered. Sitting on the porch and admiring your work. I love that. Watch my girls play on the trampoline. There are so many simple things that should, and I hope, bring you joy and happiness. Let's celebrate those things. 208-522-9696. How about bacon grease? Yeah, bacon grease in the morning. Yeah, that gives me much joy, especially the bacon part. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is David Ringquist.
Hello, David. What simple, regular, everyday kind of thing just brings you much joy and happiness?
Listening to you, brother, every morning on my way to work.
Come on, man. I love it. I love it. Well, that's one way to butter me up, right? There.
Heck yeah, let me do it.
Oh, I love it, man. What do you do for a living?
I work at the INL as a carpenter.
Okay, all right. And that's about all you're going to tell me. I get it. No problem. Well, I'm glad I bring you a little bit of joy and happiness, my friend. And I certainly appreciate you listening. I'm Don Jarrett. It is the Wolf Wake Up Call, powered by Wolf Lighting and Accents. And we are talking about the simple things in life that bring you much, much joy. And there is such a huge list. If you take a moment and you sit down and just kind of realize that there are many, 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 many little things that add up to lots of joy and happiness in your life. And without those little things, man, things would be really, really dull and kind of boring and kind of depressing. So it's kind of nice when you can kind of reflect and go, yeah, I get a lot of happiness and joy out of this or that. And it may seem simple. Maybe it's a freshly washed car. I don't know about you, but I used to get maximum joy and happiness. Okay, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I'm not. If I was able to get like my oil changed and my car washed and vacuumed and shined up all in the same day, I can't tell you how good that made me feel. It made me feel really good. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, we had, you know, it was hailing or snowing or some sort of windstorm and thunder and lightning. But you know what? For that brief moment, all was right in the world. Kelly says that her commute's singing as loud as she can. That's you? You're the one I'm next to going, what is that? Well, I hope it's with the wolf. Sherry, Scotty, Cindy, and Michelle all say coffee. And I'd have to say cheers to that. Let's see. Di says, walking our new dog on the farm, he is hilarious. Is there anything better than a hilarious dog? I don't think so. We got a new puppy, and he brings me much joy and happiness. He is hilarious. He's as cute as any dog I've ever seen in my life. And he loves to snuggle. And he doesn't, like, go over the top with the licking of the face. You know, he might just give you a quick little one on the cheek. He doesn't, like, maul you like you're some sort of dog lollipop or something. He's a great dog. He's a good boy. And I totally understand the whole dog thing, for sure. Nate, what simple, small, regular, everyday thing brings you much joy and happiness?
Honestly, it's a cold soda in the morning that I left in the car and forgot about.
No! Oh, man. I hate when that happens. Oh, well, you're going to have to make up for it, I guess, later on, huh?
That's kind of the plan.
Well, the good news is there's one of those, you know, dirty soda shops on virtually every street corner around here. So get over there and get you one.
That's the plan. We're going to hit FizzBiz, and I'm headed to Jackson for work.
There you go. 96.1 and 102.1, The Wolf. His name is Larry Fleet. That's where I find God. And, you know, we've been talking about the small, simple, routine, regular things you do every day that you find much joy and happiness in. Well, the reason is because God's there. Because God is everywhere. Ta-da! Hi, The Wolf. Who's this?
This is Ricky.
Ricky! What's what simple, small, little, regular, everyday thing you do or that happens gives you much joy and happiness?
Well, it's turning on the welder and getting it going for the day.
Rolling nickels. Here we go. Yeah, laying down the bead, huh?
Oh, yes. It's lovely. It's nice.
There it is, man. Very cool. Very satisfying. I have watched many a welding reel on Facebook. I've been sucked down the wormhole, man. So, that and, oddly enough, like, horseshoeing, which is just, I can't stop watching those videos. But there you go. Good bead, good weld, good job. There it is. Tina, a something small, regular, everyday thing that gives you much joy and happiness.
Well, you know what? It might not be as small as I think, but it's seeing my grandchildren every morning during the week.
Wow, how lucky are you, Grandma? Come on.
No kidding, right?
Wow, how many grandkids?
I have 3 right now and another one on the way.
Oh, my goodness. And how old are the 3? What are the ages?
The youngest one is 2, the middle one is 6, and the third one is 9.
Wow. Okay, that's a good age range. So you get all sorts of different things every day.
I do.
It's like I get to spoil them, I get to see them, I get to suck all the joy and happiness out of all of our, you know, moments together, and then peace and quiet when I go home. Grandma's rule. Yeah, come on.
Yep. There you exactly. go.
It's like rent a grandchild or something. It's awesome.
Yeah, kind of.
Hey, good for you. And wow, how exciting. Another one on the way. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yep, a little more joy and happiness in the world.